Okay. So good morning, everybody. Also from my side, I'm Pekka Olsipuu, and I come from the, well, at the States, from the University Library. From the beginning of next year, it will be Open Science Center of University of Jyväskylä. But still now, the University Library. The title of my presentation is Finnish National Guidelines for Open Science, but I don't really know. I'm not going to talk about guidelines, and especially about national guidelines, that much. Because there really aren't that many guidelines you can call national guidelines, or at least not sort of official national guidelines. But maybe I will more talk about, I will say a few words about this Finnish Open Science and Research Initiative and the structure of it, and how these guidelines are actually created at the moment, and for whom they are created, and how the decision about these guidelines sort of takes place. And at the end, I will try to sort of just forget about the official side and give you some practical ideas about how to do your own open science, actually. As already been mentioned here for quite a few times, in Finland this open science development is actually mainly done by the Finnish Open Science and Research Initiative, Avoin tiede and tutkimus, ATT. And it's an initiative that started already, well, almost 3 years ago. And before that, we had different kinds of projects. So actually, this process of creating open science services and guidelines and so on has been working almost 10 years in Finland, actually, already. The development is led by the Ministry of Education and Culture, and it's mainly because Ministry has really seen the importance of open science, and as we will see later on, it's the reason behind it is it's maybe not the idea that came from the Ministry, because the research funders are actually the key players behind the development of open science. But this Finnish Open Science and Research Initiative has a very modest goal to make Finland a leading country in openness of science and research, and it's really not quite a modest goal, since there are this development is going on everywhere around the world. But I think we can say that in Finland we are maybe one of the sort of forerunners in the world within the open science. And the scope of this development, as already been described here, it covers the whole set of open science publications, research data, research methods, and even much more. We are talking about open working culture within research institutions and so on, open agreements, and so it's really this open, and openness is starting to cover the whole activity inside research institutes and also around the whole society. The basic idea of this Finnish Open Science and Research Initiative is to provide researchers with practical information and knowledge about how they can, as individuals, implement open science. And for that, the ministry is offering quite a large set of services. I will talk about more of those services later on, but you can find those from the openscience.fi. We actually do have quite a good infrastructure in Finland compared to any other country in Europe. This is the collaboration structure of this Open Science and Research Initiative. And we have this strategy group which sort of leads the whole development, and it has participants from all sectors of research in Finland and also from funding bodies and ministries. So that's sort of the administrative level of this initiative. And then we have this expert group which is sort of leading the work that is being done, especially in the working groups of this initiative. Fortunately, we have Jessica here who can also tell more about that, the structure. She's been working really, really tightly within this initiative. I'm looking at this from the working group point of view. But anyway, I can mention here, you really can't see this, but this is that this initiative has an open science forum each year, and it's taking place now next week, and for the first time it's Nordic happening, so researchers and people from all Nordic countries are invited into this 3-day forum in Helsinki next week. So it's quite big happening from Monday to Wednesday next week in Helsinki. But anyway, in this initiative, we have at the moment, I believe, 9 working groups who are all looking open science development from different points of views and from different angles. 3 of these working groups have already finished their work, so they have given their report to the initiative, and 6 are at the moment more or less active. And one of the missions of these working groups is to make suggestions for these, which you can call national guidelines and principles. But these working groups actually know the initiative actually is they are making any decisions. If we are creating these national guidelines, they are created in the ministry level. But although if the ministry is creating these national guidelines, which you could call sort of official national guidelines about open science, it is actually still that these policies and principles are finally made and implemented inside the universities and research institutes. And that is because if a ministry creates a guideline, it really has to be sort of made into force inside the university, because the ministry really, really can't tell anymore to the universities what to do. And that is why the work done and the creation of these policies and principles inside the universities is very important thing. And it is important from the researchers' point of view also, because the researchers do or they should do what the university says, not actually what the minister might suggest. So although we have this national initiative and the ministry who are working very, very hard in creating all these guidelines and policies and principles, finally, it is really the universities that have to make these principles work and make them sort of alive in the daily work of researchers. That's the way it goes. The roadmap of this open science and research has been already mentioned here quite many times. I've just taken a few key actions which are mentioned in this roadmap, which are sort of actions that should be taken inside universities, for example. And it's quite demanding list, actually. The openness should be in the organization's strategy. Well, here in Jyväskylä, it more or less already is. We should be creating a collaborative culture, and that is something that is still in the process here. We have to have well-defined policies for publications, licensing and copyright, and the rights. We do have here some policies, but there are still a lot to do on that sector in Jyväskylä, and I believe in all the universities in Finland. And the list goes on. We need a clear description of researchers' rights and obligations towards openness. We need to create and develop competencies. So, for example, this course is one example of that. We need to promote the use of shared services. We have to use quality systems. The promotion of interoperability is very important thing, and we also have to create the interoperability between different systems that we have here, and so on. So this is the level that the ministry is guiding the universities. And we have to organize these things inside our university. And then, EU has its demands, as we have already seen here, especially if we look at EU from the funding perspective. There are pretty strong demands from EU side how the openness of science has to be made into force if we want to gain some funding from the EU. Academy of Finland has its own regulations about openness. All publications created within the academy funding has to be made open. And there is a really, really strong recommendation about sharing the data also. And then we have this open government programs within EU and in Finland. So the demands are coming from really wide sector of this whole society. And then, as Jessica already mentioned, we are all the researchers are sort of having their share also. If you look at the Open Science and Research Handbook for researchers, it's really quite a long list of different actions you really need to take if you want to especially share your data open. And it's a pretty long list of things you have to know if you want to really be open within your research. So it's if you look at the whole picture of this open science, you can pretty easily get quite mixed up and confused on what is the responsibility of researcher, what should you do, what is the responsibility of a researcher, what is the responsibility of the university, what should the ministry do, and so on. So it's pretty, I think, pretty messy picture also. But as a researcher, you don't have to worry about all of this. We can make things much, much more simpler for you also. And let's start doing so. I've just gathered here some basic things, basic guidelines about different sides of openness. You can't really say that these are national guidelines, at least not yet. These have been discussed with ministry also, that there can be some kind of national common idea at some states how these things should be working around Finland everywhere, but these are now mainly for you in University of Jyväskylä. So when we look at the research papers, first thing is the basic principle: all research papers should be freely available. They should be published open access. And as you all probably know, there are two ways of making your research papers open. The green open access, which means here in Jyväskylä University, just deposit all your research papers to the university repository X, and that's all. And then golden open access, publish your papers in open access journals. Yes, yes, yeah, yes.
About the repository. How about grade publications?
Also those, yeah.
Is it okay to get the
yes,
conference white paper?
Yes, 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 yes.
Idea.
Yeah.
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 And you get the persistent identity.
Yes,
when
you will get the URN for everything. Yes.
And backup forever.
well. As long as you can say nowadays, yeah. Well, anyway. But the basic idea is that when you plan on publishing your research paper, always publish it on the best possible forum for you. So select the best possible journals for you, for your field of science and so on. So at that stage, don't worry about open access. If it happens to be an open access journal, that's okay and that's good. But if it's not an open access journal, don't worry about that, because we can always use the green road of depositing your article into UX Archive. So the best thing is that what you can do is publish your papers always in the best possible forums. the green open access. It's really simple. Once you get acceptance from the journal that you, your paper has been accepted for publication, just to make things as easy as possible, just send us the version of the accepted paper at that stage by email. That's it. That's enough. We will take care of everything from that on in university library. If you don't want to send the paper at the stage of acceptance, just send it while you are reporting it to the Tutka system. Just attach your final draft of paper into the Tutka form that you are filling in, and that's it. We take care of everything else. You don't have to worry about anything else. So two ways. Send us an email once your paper has been accepted for publications, or while you report your publication to Tutka, send the file to us. And that's it.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
So let's say that I'll get accepted into a journal, into a normal subscription-based journal,
yes,
which is behind a paywall.
Yeah.
And I send you the latest accepted version. You put it up on the repository. Now, later on, somebody finds out about my research. How do they discover this openly archived green open access version of it?
Yeah. Well, if they specifically want to look for your paper, just while they type the name of your or the title of your paper into Google, first or the second search result will be the one that is pointing out to our UX archive.
Okay.
That's for fact.
Yeah, just to add to that, actually, for example, if you have even like a Google profile citation, I think actually one article that we put it in the if Google didn't find the paper in the journal, but it found from the university.
Yeah, that kind of one also, yeah. So it's the UX archive and all the archives, especially if they are, well, these open archives, they are really indexed well in Google. So some cases, the papers in our archive are even more visible than the actual paper in publishers' website. Then golden open access, where the basic idea is that if you publish your paper in open access journal, somebody has to pay for the publication process there. It's either you as a researcher or the department. Usually it's the department. Just a few things. Just the world today is working like that. The field of open access is because it's getting more and more based on business. There are also those who want to gain money out of this open science system. Just be careful that once you submit your paper to an open access journal, that the journal is found from DOAJ, Directory of Open Access Journals, and not in the list of predatory journals. That's just, well, the simple way to sort of try to take care of that. The journal where you are publishing your article in is a good journal. So just make sure before you submit your paper that you can validate that this is a good journal, well-respected journal. Because unfortunately there are also those journals which are really not that good, and then there are those which are not good at all. They are called sort of predatory journals. And then there is this third option also, the hybrid open access journals. They are subscription-based journals in which you can sort of buy your own article open, that one article open. But this is, I think we have a national sort of agreement about this hybrid that we really don't recommend that. So, if you are publishing your paper in subscription-based journal, don't select a hybrid option, but select the green option. Just send us the final draft of your article. That's a better way.
One comment here.
Yep.
I just had to say that the list of predatory journals, which is run by Jeffrey Beal, people should be aware that Mr. Beal is a controversial character, to put it very mildly. So you should also have your filters on when you're reading anything written by that man.
Yes, you are definitely right. Yes. So it's a sort of tool where you can sort of start your search about the validation of a journal, but it's not something that you just have to blindly trust. No, not in that sense. No. But there is one really good advice for you all. If you have any doubts about the open access journal, ask us from the library, because Irene, especially over there, she knows, and we know in the library, or we will check it out for you. We will make sure that the journal where you are submitting a journal is trustworthy. Yeah. Yep. Then just a couple of things about research data. Well, share your data when possible. And Ari is coming. Welcome. As already mentioned here, not all data should or could be open to everybody. I think that's sort of a good starting point. Start sharing your data whenever you can, and the parts that you can. There's also, I've listed here some definitions about what the open means. You can take a closer look from the opendefinition.org. I believe all you here know that much, much better than me. Then some guidelines. Use the DMP tool to create your data management plan. Create the data management plan every time you start a new project. And our university recommends that you use the tool every time while you create your management plan. Follow the guidelines by the TENK, the Finnish Advisory Road on Research Integrity. I believe that that is familiar to all of you. And these guidelines delivered by the Academy of Finland are also good to know. There are, for example, lists about data archives which you can use, and so on. And we have also inside Jyväskylä University also our own principles and guidelines for managing research data. Take a look at those. As I said, we have a pretty good infrastructure, the national infrastructure already in Finland. And here is just a list of some national services that have been created during the last years. I think this will be delivered to you, this PowerPoint. So these are all links, so just link and you can take a closer look at these. But for example, these first four here, they are all for the maintenance and making your research data open and freely available. I think this is something that is pretty advanced in Finland. I know that this kind of national infrastructure isn't available all around, not even in Europe, not at all. So, but I won't talk about this infra more. I think that Ari will, as the next speaker, say a few words about that. And finally, this Open Science and Research Initiative has made some goals for the openness of science in Finland. So if we look at the next year, 2017, the goal is that 65% of all Finnish research papers are open access. What do you think is the situation today? Do you have any idea if you think about Finland?
Under 5%.
That's the truth, yes.
It was guessed.
Yeah, but it's about that, yes. Because we know that, well, maybe a little more than 5%. Because the situation is, it's about that in University of Jyväskylä, it's about 50%. In Helsinki, it's about 10% or 11%. And then in Tampere, it's about 10 or less. And then all the others are around 5 or something like that. So I would say it's under 10% that's not true. I was talking about, yeah. No. I'd say it's around 25% to 30% at the moment, because quite large number of articles are published in open access journals also. But that's the hesitation just shows you that there's one thing that we have to take care of in Finland is the statistics and the infrastructure of openness, because we really don't know. And that's something that is really bad. We don't know even how many articles of the Finnish research are published openly or made freely available. We have no idea, actually. That's not a good thing. But anyway, 2020, 50% of Finnish research data are openly licensed. And all metadata should be available in national metadata services by 2020. And that includes all research data, not just the freely available or openly available, but all metadata about all Finnish research data. And that's a huge task for us. I know that for a fact. If we can make this by 2020, then it's good. That's the reality.
Yeah, but there has been huge advance.
Oh, of course, of course.
There are lots of low-hanging fruit. I mean, we can, and already great advances have been done. So I'm optimistic.
You are optimistic.
I think I mean, because this is the articles, data is universe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But I think this is it's such a good opportunity for your university, for instance, to profile yourselves. Just take care of this. Just take care
yeah.
of this. You you will be world
yeah.
famous.
Yeah, I think that this is a great chance for all of you to make yourselves a promoters of open science and work as a top level in Finland. It's a great chance for every researcher because by just making your research freely available and openly available for everybody, you can at least now you can sort of create yourself as an example and you can gain pretty much visibility and impact just by sharing your research papers and your research data at the moment. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. any questions at the moment? Ari has one.
Yes, I would like to ask about parallel publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any numbers? What are the current numbers for what we are doing in Finland, the parallel publishing,
yeah.
or in Jyväskylä University?
Yes, I do. That's one thing that we know about. So parallel publishing means this green open access. How many papers we have in our repositories in Finland. I know that. The we have only, well, five universities who are really, or six, who are really doing this actively, or not that actively, all of those. But here in Jyväskylä, we have now 50% of our research, peer-reviewed research papers deposited in archives. And that's pretty good. So 50% of peer reviewed research papers. In Helsinki, it is about 10%. It's rising very, very rapidly in Helsinki now at the moment because they are saving all those open access journals also to the Helka archive. In Turku, and Tampere, well, not in Tampere, it's about little under 10% of the papers are deposited in archives, and some papers in Turku. University of Eastern Finland is now starting. Oulu is planning it very hard, and Hankento, Swiss Business School is they are. Having something like almost 20% at the moment deposited in archive, but that's it. Only those six universities.
Do I have time to ask one question from the audience? I wonder how many of you have published peer review articles. How do you feel about open peer review? Or have you published open peer review? Do you know who's been the referee? No? Do you think that's... what's the point? I mean, do you think it's... Do you see there's a point with this anonymity? Do you know if it has been double peer review? Does the referee know your name? Yeah. I feel that's quite a sort of unfair power. I mean, it's difficult to defend yourself if you don't.
I'll just wonder whether the audience behind the lines heard what you were saying, but.
Oh.
I can just say
yeah.
that Jessica
yeah.
here was asking from the audience whether how many have published peer-reviewed articles, and almost everybody had. And then she asked how many have any experience about open peer review, and none did.
Yeah, that's
the situation, yes.
Yeah, because these, many of these open journals, I think you will come back to them, they have this really, they also publish the sort of review, and then you can also make comments back. And I somehow I feel that, personally, that would feel more transparent and fair. But it has all the downside that this also, the referee has to make a much more thorough work if you have to publish your statement with your own work, which makes it more difficult to get people to work as referees. So this thing, it has many sides, but I think this is something also you could think about when you choose journal. This review thing, and what you think is fair, and how would you would like to do it, or if you start your own open access.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying to quote as Jessica was talking about open peer review, but fortunately we will have a total speech in afternoon about open peer review. So don't worry behind you who are. Not here present, but